It's time for the weekly edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Tips to help you grow, protect, and conserve your wealth for generations to come.
The following is a rebroadcast of an earlier program.
Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning and welcome to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I am your host here each and every week with financial news and analysis and strategies to help you protect your wealth and the legacy you'll leave behind. Thanks for being with us this morning. And Scott, good morning to you, sir.
Welcome, Jeff Kennedy. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, we're finally enjoying what seems like almost a summer weekend now.
I know.
Where did spring go? I mean,
it's there.
It was winter, and then boom.
It's there. We're just playing with the thermostat a little bit. That's all.
All right. Well, hey, I'll take it. I was tired of that cold, dank weather we was continuously having, and these Sundays with snow and rain, because my son's having golf tournaments and we were down slogging through in St. Louis, slogging through the rain and the mud and the snow flurries to play golf. So now we got some golf weather.
That's Wisconsin golfing, and we don't need that.
Speaking of Wisconsin, we've got a special guest on the show this morning. Van Miller is going to be with us. You'll want to be sure and stay tuned this morning, because this guy, I'm lucky to be able to snag him for the show and to interview him and have y'all listen to him this morning, because Van travels the globe, literally, Scott, speaking to groups of advisors like myself, but also individuals who are saving for retirement, and they kind of see the writing on the wall, you know, as we've been talking about it here on Legacy Living Financial Strategies for years now. You know, you've got to take the bull by the horns, if you want to own that retirement plan, if you want to be in charge of it rather than your uncle, and the politicians, you know, as Reagan said, we're from the government and we're here to help. Those are scary words. So if you're not wanting to take up their plan, you want to be the master of your own domain, of your own your future, so to speak, then. You know, you pay attention this morning. I think it's fairly lighthearted, not doom and gloom, although some of it will sound that way. But we'll get into that here in just a little bit. You know, we've been talking on the show for a long time about tax planning as a part of an overall strategy. We've been talking about preparing yourself for the various eventualities that could jump up and bite you in retirement. There's the conversation oftentimes ends up being when somebody comes into an advisor's office for the first time to decide if they're going to establish a working relationship with one another. The question is, you know, what kind of rate of return could you get for me? And that is, again, certainly part of the conversation, but in the environment in which we find ourselves today, especially if you're approaching retirement and you've accumulated a nest egg, first of all, congratulations, because you're in the 10% of Americans who have, frankly. If you've done that and you want to protect it, you don't want to leave it to chance, we're going to be doing a class, Scott, next week. So Thursday nights beginning the 17th, which I think is next Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks running, we'll be doing this class, and you need to attend both classes. It's not like, well, here it is, and we're repeating it the next Tuesday. There's a lot to cover. You know, when you think about a retirement plan, and as we've said many times, you know, most people don't give much thought to that. They just put their money in. They've been maybe good accumulators, and they're hoping to get a good rate of return, but they really haven't given much thought to the end game. So we're gonna take people through that process, and it is a bit like drinking through a fire hose. Two nights at John Wood Community College. It's called The Changing World of Retirement Planning, and this is a course that we teach on a fairly regular basis. We'll be doing one in June as well. So if you are one of those folks who said, man, this market is starting to make me nervous, and that's kind of where the hot buttons are, because that's immediate. But as we talk through the show today, and as these topics pique your attention and maybe cause the hair to stand up a little bit on the back of your neck, come to the class. It's a nominal cost just to offset the cost of books and so forth and the room. We're going to be teaching that class at John Wood Community College beginning Thursday night, the 17th. You can find out more information about that by calling our office at 217-221-1300, 217-221-1300. Or if you go out on the web, You can find us at KennedyWealthGroup.com and learn more about us and all the information on how to get in touch with us and sign up for that class. And as we've said before, if you call and let them know you heard about it through the radio, they'll waive that $49 tuition fee. So be sure and let the girls over there know that. Again, 217-221-1300 for the changing world of retirement planning.
Yeah, and when Jeff says a book, he's not talking about a small little thing that you would just kind of staple together. It's an actual book.
Yeah, there's two volumes of it. You get one the first night, talk about various topics, including, of course, how to protect your nest egg, but getting into what taxes might do to it, because it's not just the market that causes risk to your ultimate well-being and your ultimate success in retirement. That, you know, what taxes do to it, what long-term care might do, and we're going to talk about a lot of things today with our guest Van Miller about how you are really looking into the jaws of the tiger if you don't take control of this on your own. So definitely look into the class, and we'll talk more about it as we go on this morning. So speaking of Van, let's see if we can get Van on the phone. We'll bring Mr. Van Miller on to Legacy Living Financial Strategies this morning. Van is, as of January this year, Scott, 45 years in the business.
Wow.
45. Now, he's seen a lot of market cycles. He's seen a lot of products and strategies and so forth. And that's why I like his approach so much. It comes from a vast background of experience. He's recognized as being in the very top echelon of advisors in the industry for 28 years running now. So, you know, that's like the top 1%. Unique and company there. Mr. Miller hails from the Milwaukee area, as we said a bit earlier, but he travels the globe speaking to groups of advisors and folks planning for a prosperous retirement. He's been a frequent contributor as well to various industry publications addressing the concept of taking charge of your retirement. Van Miller, welcome to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. Glad to have you.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Doing great?
We are. Wonderful morning.
I'm actually very excited. The opening, very, very interesting to me, because you're exactly right. A lot of people are going to hear all the things that are going on, and they're going to think, oh, my goodness, this is so challenging, so difficult. But the thing that I've always loved, Jeff and I have known each other for a while, is that he and I and some of the people that we try to run in circles with have figured out a way to take these situations and turn them into opportunities rather than necessarily bad things. I always kind of make a joke about that there is no bad news and there is no good news. There's only news.
Yeah.
And if you plan and prepare for it, it becomes the opportunity of a lifetime. If you don't plan and prepare for it, you become slaughtered. And we don't want that to happen to any of the people that we have conversations with.
Well, and that's the thing, exactly. I mean, people who have all this money and 401ks, Scott, they've just accumulated, and you know, they've got seven figures oftentimes in their 401k, and they're just, well, it's just been working, you know, so, and they've forgotten what 10 years ago, what their balances looked like. But there's going to be a lot of unintended consequences, not only when the next market cycle happens in stocks, so to speak. But now, Van, we've got danger where most people are looking for the safe haven in bonds if they want to flee to safety. Bonds aren't even that safe place. And people that are worried and myopically sort of worried about the stock market are failing to address other issues that are going to massively potentially affect their retirement in a negative way.
Oh, there's so many challenges out there. If long-term bond interest rates went up just 3%, people would lose 30% of the value of their investment in those bonds. And it's not just stocks and bonds. It's real estate, commodities. There's danger everywhere right now because we've artificially created these bubbles in order to get us out of the last downturn, and we really didn't fix anything. And that's what the challenge is. How do we identify, first of all, where the danger is? Second of all, how do we prevent that from harming us? And better than all of that is, how do we find a way to take advantage of it? Because that's really how people find financial and retirement success, is they figure out a way to not be harmed by these eventualities that are coming. Even Warren Buffett in his letters, he always sends a letter ahead of time before the Berkshire Hathaway meeting in Omaha, said, not only do I think a 50% drop is coming, I believe it's inevitable. Right. Jamie Dimon, who's the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, just a day or two ago, said he believes there's a 100% chance of a recession. So that's just a few, and that doesn't accomplish anything to tell you that there's finally mainstream people that are saying, boy, it's time to be cautionary. What we try to do is ask people to say, have you ever done the math on any of this stuff? If you sit down and you analyze how much the unfunded liabilities are just for Social Security and Medicare alone, we're talking $100 trillion with a country that has an annual budget of slightly over $4 trillion. Now, here's what I want to tell you. This is very, very important. Is everybody going to get their Social Security and their Medicare? The answer is absolutely, because over the next 35 years or so, not even that long, till 2045, so that would be 27 years or something like that, you're going to see 76 million baby boomers and 64 million Generation Xers turn 65 years old. So they're the biggest voting bloc, and I don't see any of them voting not to get their Social Security or their Medicare. So we're going to have to find a way to fund that, and the argument would be that we will do it going after the 10% of the people in this country that still have some money,
right,
and going after all the people that are young in this country. Instead of them being able to save for the future, they're going to be funding the retirements and the health care of all the old people in this country. And we joke about it, but by about 2030, the United States and the rest of the world, for that matter, is pretty much going to look like Florida. And so if we don't start doing some planning and some preparation, we won't be able to retain all the great money that we've earned. So taxes will be a serious issue in the future. Remember, we just had a tax cut, and I don't know why everybody's not running to somebody like you or I and saying, how can we take advantage of this thing? You know, taxes are historically low right now. Why don't you pay your taxes right now and put your money into vehicles that down the road, when the government is going to be coming calling to take all your money so they can pay for all these older people, why don't you put it into vehicles that they can't knock on your door?
Well,
why don't
you
take advantage of the opportunity?
Yeah, well, I think, and you know the answer to that, and so do we here sitting in the studio, because, you know, people are busy. They hear the news. It becomes noise because of the 24/7 news cycle and so forth, and they don't really understand it. And one of the things they don't understand is marginal versus effective tax rates. And we'll talk about that as we go this morning and into the next segment after the break. We'll get into that. I'm talking with Van Miller this morning, and Van spells his name a little bit differently. It's M-U-E-L-L-E-R, Van Miller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. If you would look him up, if you want to learn more about Van, certainly do that. Put that in your Google machine, and you'll find lots of good information there. We'll be right back with Van Miller on Legacy Living Financial Strategies right here on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for being with us this morning. Scott alongside over there.
Mm-hmm.
I always screw this up because I'm dating myself. Spinning the tunes that we enjoy listening to. what you push the button.
Yeah.
Back
in the day, it used to be actually that with the tune turntables. Yes. Yeah. I actually did that. I'm
you
that
got the
old.
Good DJ,
I'm that
DJ
old.
DJ
yeah.
voice there and, well, and the chops for it. So
hey, thanks, man.
Thanks for being with us this morning on Legacy Living Financial Strategies. We're in the middle of an interview with Van Miller. He's a national speaker, actually been around the globe speaking on this topic of preparing for retirement. It's one of our one of the topics that's near and dear to our hearts here on the Legacy Living Financial Strategies show. As we say, we have strategies to help you protect your wealth and the legacy you'll leave behind. And this is just really right up Mr. Miller's alley. This is what he talks to audiences all around the country about on almost a weekly basis. Van, are you addressing groups pretty much every week nowadays?
Oh, yeah, 70 of these a year besides my practice.
Man, and you're doing that because the time is now. As you were talking before the end of the segment, the first segment there, you know, we've been given a great gift from the Congress and the Internal Revenue Service, which is a rare thing, with tax rates coming down and, better than that, tax brackets, Scott, expanding, you know, giving us more room, more headroom to make some hay and get those taxes paid, because they're going to be paid. Just, you know, pay me now, pay me later. And later, we're thinking, Van, might be more expensive.
Oh, that's a definite. See, and the thing that's also so hard for people to understand is our country has about a $20 trillion GDP. And at the federal level, we collect about $3.4 trillion of income taxes, income, Social Security, Medicare, corporate income taxes, and estate taxes. And then at the state and local levels, we collect about $3.1 trillion, and I don't need to tell you what all those different taxes are. So $6.5 trillion into $20 trillion is about 33% of our total GDP is already going to taxes. So we can't go much further, to be really candid with you. If we do, we're going to have an economy that just won't work anymore, and even the people that are running our country know that. And so what's happening, if you're really paying attention, is that the people that are paying taxes are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. In other words, there's at least 50% of the country that wasn't paying any income taxes now, not Social Security, but income taxes. And that number is going to increase because the new standard deduction for married couples is $24,000. If you're over the age of 65, it's $26,600. And so currently in America, 46% of the country doesn't even make that much money. Mm-hmm. And then you throw the 10% bracket that they've created on top of that, and you're going to have an increasing number. I would bet 60, 70% of Americans won't pay any income tax. So what that really means is that if you're above those numbers, that in order to get the revenue we need, which will be similar, not much more than what we're getting, but it'll come from less and less people. And so if you're in that top 20% of wagers and earners in this country, we just spent the last 10 years destroying the middle class. Right. And we did it intentionally, and now we're going to go after the upper middle class and the lower end of the rich people, and we're going to get their money to take care of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the Unaffordable Care Act, Homeland Security, defense, interest on the debt, and all of these numbers are going to increase dramatically. Just saw an article that said by 2023, Medicare alone will be a $1.2 trillion expenditure for our country. That's currently about 30% of the budget of the United States. We don't have the money. And so when you do the math, when you sit down and do the math, then you start to not listen to the rhetoric anymore. You see their lips moving, but you know they're really not saying anything. And so what you have to do is you have to prepare. There's no end of the world scenario here. This will all be fixed. And just to give you a quick comparison, and I don't want to dominate this because I want to answer the questions that you want your listeners to have answers to, but this is very, very important. People forget this. There's no end of the world scenario here. This will be fixed. It'll either be fixed by amazing leadership, or by some serious catastrophe.
Right.
And we've had a serious catastrophe in the past called the Great Depression. Mm. And the richest people that have ever lived on planet Earth are the people who lived through the Great Depression. And they are wealthy because they learned to be great savers and they learned to live within their means. And you and I know we have products that allow them to be spectacular savers, and if they live within their means and reduce or eliminate their income tax liability, they can take $1 and do the work of a lot of dollars. They can take care of themselves if they live too long, their families if they die too soon. They can take care of catastrophic illnesses like heart attack, strokes, or cancer. They have even access to these benefits when they're terminal. And the most important thing that's going to be very difficult, if you've really paid attention to just a little bit of interview that we've had so far, we're going to have an amazing number of people over the age of 65.
Right.
How are we going to pay for long-term care in this country? And the answer is by reallocating inefficient and ineffective money into more efficient and more effective ways to cover a whole bunch of things with the same dollar. And if Americans learn to do that, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. They don't have to lose money. They don't have to pay a lot of taxes. They just have to be willing to sit down with somebody who will help them organize their situations so that they can't be harmed and they can actually take advantage of these events as they occur.
I'm talking with Van Miller on the Legacy Living Financial Strategies this morning. Van, you know, when people start to think about a plan for retirement, I mean, in their 20s and 30s and 40s, they're just accumulating, and maybe even 50s, but they start knocking on the decade of the 60s, they really want to begin doing a plan. But when they think planning, it's generally, Scott, just how do I rearrange my assets so that I make the most money on them or produce the most income or whatever. Van, you talk to people about how you've got to, as you just mentioned, cover all these aspects, not the least of which is what are the ravages of taxation going to do to you? And what we find is oftentimes people are averse to paying their taxes before they have to. That's counterintuitive to them. They've always been told, well, taxes will be lower when you retire. I'm telling you, I find that is not the case when people come in, even 60, 70s, and 80-year-old people, they're saying, no, my tax bill is higher, even though I might be in a lower bracket, simply because I've got fewer deductions in retirement. I'm not itemizing anymore. People need to consider this, and really paying the freight now can be and is, if you look at it in effective tax rate terms, a much more palatable proposition than waiting and letting the government dictate to that to you down the road.
You know what's so wonderful about how you help your people, Jeff, and how I work hard to help my people is I try not to tell them anything. I try to ask them questions. Do you think we're going to have another economic catastrophe like we did in 2007 and 8? Do you want to happen this time? What happened the last time? What if there was a way to guarantee that you didn't have to lose 30 or 50 or 70% of your money every time in order to make money? What if you could not lose money, wait until all of the bad stuff happened, and then you could actually reposition assets to take advantage of it? See, I just think this is, I ask my clients all the time, I say, can I ask you something? If you wouldn't have lost money in 2000 and 2002 and you wouldn't have lost money in 2007 and 8, would you be further ahead right now? So why are you willing to do that again with what's about to happen? And then the Internal Revenue Service comes along after Wall Street takes 30, 50, 70% of your money, and they have this gigantic applicator that pours ginormous amounts of salt in the wound and takes another 20, 30, 40% of your money in taxes on top of all the losses that you had already. And you're sitting there going, how did this happen? And the answer was simple. All you did was you didn't take time to develop a plan that would prevent either of those things from happening. And now there's two additional problems that are coming. Long-term care. It's $100,000 a year to pay for somebody to be in the nursing home. And if we use 6% inflation, dividing that into the rule of 72, by the time every baby boomer in America, 2029, every baby boomer in America is over the age of 65, it'll be $200,000 a year to be in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to pay for that? And the answer is, if you do a little planning, you actually can. And then making all of these three things worse is if you retire at 65 and you die at 70, we don't have any problem planning your retirement. But if you retire at 65 and you live till you're 95, And you run out of money when you're 72, and 72 is the new 52 in this country. 72-year-olds are doing what 52-year-olds
right.
used
yep.
to do. So what's the rest of your retirement going to look like if you don't have any income or you don't have any money? And those are the things that people should be sitting down with someone saying, hey, this is my money. I want to keep this money. I don't want to give it to the Internal Revenue Service. I don't want to give it to the government. I don't want to give it to a nursing home. I don't want to give it to a hospital. Is there a way that I can do this? And the answer is yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
Dan, you ask a very interesting rhetorical question. You know, if you could avoid those losses that you had in 2000 and 2008 and so forth, would you? And people, of course, say yes. And you say, well, why aren't you? And I think it's probably because people don't know what else is out there. And again, in their myopic view of things, they think stocks and bonds are it, maybe cash, and if they're real exotic, a publicly traded real estate investment trust or something. But they don't know what else is out there. When we come back after this break, I want to talk about what some of those solutions could be for you if you want to avoid that same market correction, which, by the way, is 10 years long in the tooth now coming up on Scott. And we want to avoid that. We know it's coming. It's not different this time. Recession is around the corner, and that's when the worst drawdowns happen. So stick with us on Legacy Living Financial Strategies. We'll talk some strategies to help you protect your wealth when we come right back on 930 WTAD.
Hi, I'm Scott Hardy, and before we get back to this special encore presentation of Legacy Living Financial Strategies, I wanted to tell you about the special class that Jeff is offering this Tuesday and next Tuesday from 6:30 to 9:30 at John Wood Community College. It's called The Changing World of Retirement Planning, and it's an important class to take if you're going to be retiring, and, well, we all are, because the rules for retiring now have changed from when your parents did. Learn how those changes can affect you as you get set for retirement. You'll learn how the new tax law changes your retirement. Also, you can evaluate the benefits of a Roth conversion, all things that you've heard Jeff talk about before here on Legacy Living. Call now, 217-221-1300, to get your spot in class Tuesday, June 5th and June 12th, 6:30 to 9:30, for the Changing World of Retirement Planning. That number again, 221-1300, 221-1300. That's 221-1300.
I just love this one. Eminence Front. Mm-hmm. I grew up down in southeast Missouri. Went to school at Mizzou, so I'd drive up through on Highway 19 through Eminence, Missouri on the way to school and listening to Eminence Front by The Who. Brings back old times, buddy. Scott and Jeff just reminiscing on a Saturday morning on Legacy Living Financial Strategies. Glad you're here. We've got information for you in the terms of helping you protect your wealth and the legacy you'll leave behind. It's a topic that is passionate for me. You know, Scott, I came up in the business in what I felt was a pretty unsatisfactory model or paradigm, if you will, because I saw my clients lose a lot of money in this myopic asset allocation kind of model where you just, oh, well, stocks will always come back. Just invest for the long term. And we spent a lot of time a couple of shows ago talking about how that doesn't work. The Dalbar folks have told us time and again through their studies that retail investors have just a very bad track record of doing the hold part of buy and hold. And besides, if you do the hold part of buy and hold, it means that you don't have any dry powder to take advantage of opportunities when the blood is in the streets, so to speak. So, I mean, really, that's a fallacy, the buy and hold thing. It's really not going to serve you well. What you need more is a plan, and that plan could involve multiple financial tools, just like if you were going to build a house. You wouldn't just bring a bag of hammers to do that. You'd need saws and tape measures and various sizes of saws and hammers and tape measures. And so we've got Van Miller with us on the phone this morning. We're still talking. I think he's still with us, and hopefully we've got him. And Van, you know, this analogy I've used quite a bit with folks, and it resonates with them. You know, there's lots more out there in the marketplace besides stocks and bonds, and I think for you to have a well-rounded, truly diversified portfolio, you need to utilize the different tools that are available out there.
I agree. And The way we do it is, again, we ask some questions. What if, when taxes are historically low, you could pay your taxes now? What if there was something you could put your money into that you could put it in after paying your taxes right now? And the reason you want to give that consideration is because, for whatever reason, the government decided to give us a temporary tax cut. Now, if I can do a quick aside here, I hope you guys will laugh, but, you know, they tell us the economy was just roaring along and doing so well. If it was, why did we need another $1.5 trillion of stimulus?
Right. Yeah.
It's because they're not really telling us the truth. This is a temporary tax cut. They're eventually going to have to come back and get a lot of revenue in a lot of different manners. But so, what if there were vehicles that you could put your money into where you could pay the taxes now, and then once you put the money in there, there was never any income tax liability again as long as you live? At the very least, wouldn't you want to know about that? Wouldn't that be a piece of the entire puzzle that you could, we call it tax diversification? Mm-hmm. What if there was a way to have some money that didn't have any tax on it? What if there was a way to have some money that was tax deferred? What if there was a way to have some money that was fully taxable but fit into your planning in such a way that after you used your standard deduction, you would be able to eliminate that fully taxable income? Under the new law, if you really examine it, tell your listeners they should actually Google the new tax rates for 2018, and they'll see that they've really changed the brackets. There's the first $24,000 for a married couple, there's no tax if you're under 65. First $26,600, there's no tax if you're over. Then there's a 10% bracket. Now there's a 12% instead of a 15% bracket. There's a 22% bracket and a 24% bracket, where the next bracket up used to be a 25% bracket. And what that all means is that if somebody, as an example, had $104,000 of totally income taxable money over the age of 65, a married couple, they would only pay $8,900 of taxes, which is an 8.56% effective tax rate. So if you could get rid of the taxes over a 20-year span of time on $2 million, and it would only cost you $175,000 to get rid of that income tax liability, would you do it? And so if you think taxes are going to be way higher in the future, why not pay your taxes now instead of deferring a whole bunch of money to later, so the government has a big reservoir of money that they can come after? I ask my clients, and I'm going to ask all of you, has the government ever tricked you before?
Right.
You know, do they need money? Do they need revenue? You know, at the government, if you ask them, they don't even call it taxes. They call it revenue. They won't even say the word taxes right, because they know how much it causes you to be offended, to be bothered by it. And you know what? If you talk to most Americans, we don't mind paying a reasonable amount of taxes. Is if they're used well and they're used efficiently and the money's not wasted, that's the price of living in a free society. But when it's abused the way they're abusing it, and people have to understand, government and taxes don't create anything. They're just transfer agents.
Right.
So they're transferring money from those that have to those that don't.
And
I'm sorry, if you're, yeah, it's very inefficient. And if you're one of those 10% that did everything you were supposed to do, and somebody told you you should start saving as a young person, you should set aside some of your money instead of buying a 72-inch TV for your bathroom, you know, those kinds of things, if you're willing to do what you're supposed to do so that you can have a successful financial future, and now the government's going to come and say, well, excuse us, but 90% of the people didn't do what they were supposed to do, and now we're going to come and take most, if not all, of your money to make sure that we can take care of them. How would you feel?
Yeah.
We have to ask people that. How would you feel? And what if there was something that you could do to stay in control of how much taxes you pay rather than being controlled by how much taxes you have to pay?
And I want to go back to what you were talking about earlier, as far as, you know, it's not as painful as people believe to get to that place, to get to, and we talk about this a lot on the show, and I've offered folks copies of a book called The Power of Zero that talks about how to get to the 0% tax bracket, and that's a That's a real thing, which we'll be talking about in class next week at John Wood Community College. But, you know, a married couple like you were describing, age 65 and older, if they want to start moving money now while taxes are on sale, I mean, Scott, they went on sale. They can move in the 22% bracket. You know, say, well, I don't want to pay 22% tax on my money. But when you look at it, they could van move $191,000 and change. They could earn that much or have that much taxable income and still only pay less than a 15% effective tax rate. I mean, if you can pay 15% or less on $200,000 almost and get that over and done with, never to be taxed again, wouldn't you want to do that?
Absolutely. And so, that's why as many listeners as possible, that's the two best times investments that you'll ever make. It's not the money, it's that you go and attend these two classes that he's putting on. If Americans understood how to do this, here's another question I'll ask all of your listeners. What's the most safest and easiest way to make your money last longer? And the answer would be, wouldn't it be to eliminate the income tax liability on the money in the future?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, again, if you can do that now, and I was only showing you the up to $104,000. We have clients that have millions of dollars in IRAs, and you're not going to believe this, but even at the 24% bracket, we can show people that they can eliminate their taxes for less than 20%.
Yeah.
And here's what you have to ask them. You have to give them an example. Let's say, you know, there's never going to be taxes between husbands and wives, but where the real killing comes in is after a husband and wife passes away, then IRAs and 401ks are beaten up badly or will be beaten up badly in the future because the government's going to eliminate some of the things that could have allowed you to stretch the provisions of those products. That's going to go away. That's been in every bill for the last two or three bills, and dead people don't vote, so they're going to get rid of that pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. If you have just a regular middle-class couple with a couple of $100,000 in an IRA, and they are both dead, and their children are in their best earnings years, 50 to 65, and you add $100,000 to each one of their incomes, they could easily pay 40% tax, federal and state. And so if you take 40% of $200,000, it's $80,000. And that leaves $120,000 divided by two children is 60. That means the primary beneficiary of your life's work is the Internal Revenue Service. When you establish those plans, was that your intention? And if you have three kids, it's worse. If you have four family members, it's worse. It gets worse the more there are. The number one mortgagee of your IRA, 401k, 403b, 457 plan is the Internal Revenue Service.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And folks don't think about it in those terms, but you really should. And to protect this wealth that you've worked so hard to accumulate for, and again, congratulations, because you're in the vast minority. You know, those folks who have people come in kind of sheepishly show me their portfolio for $700,000 or $800,000 or whatever, and they're like, well, we should have done better. I'm like, you know, the average is about $100,000 that a couple has put together.
True.
So congratulations, right? But don't, now you've done the hard work of getting that, just go that one step further. It's just a paradigm shift, really, to get to that next level. You know, second place is no place to be when you're talking about what taxes can do to you in retirement. And we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about that in the class next week at John Wood Community College. It's called The Changing World of Retirement Planning. We'll be discussing all these topics and many more, frankly, that will help you put together a comprehensive retirement plan for yourself and your spouse, and to help protect the legacy that you'll leave behind. Don't make the government your biggest beneficiary. We'll talk some more about that when we come back. Van, can you stay with us for one more segment?
And I can, as long as I can say that would be the best investment of your life, to go and spend a couple of times at that class next week. I am telling you, you would, at the very least, you would walk out armed with information that 99% of America doesn't have at their disposal. That puts you really ahead of the game.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that plug, man. We will be right back after this break on 930 TAD. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. One more segment to go this morning. Man, Scott, it's been a quick hour this morning.
Yeah.
It's flying by. We've got Mr. Van Miller on the line with us. We've been interviewing him this morning, and I'm telling you, this guy, Van, has been a good mentor of mine as I've followed him and listened to him and learned at his feet, so to speak, over the years in the industry. And I really appreciate the opportunity to have him on this morning. But my goodness, the time has flown. We've got a short segment this morning. So, Van, I want to just kind of throw it to you for some parting thoughts. Thank you for coming.
Just a very quick summary. For everybody who's listening, this is really important. Will there be higher taxes in the future? Yes or no? Will there be lower benefits, higher deductibles, higher premiums, more out of pocket? Doesn't that mean a lower standard of living for you and your family? Is there going to be inflation in the future with all the money they've printed? And how are you going to plan for that? And if you live in retirement for 30 years without being able to earn income, how do you take advantage of inflation rather than being hurt by it? Will there be more and more volatility? And if you make a mistake, could you lose your retirement? What if there was a way to guarantee that you wouldn't make a mistake? And finally, people are living longer than they've ever lived. A child born in the United States in 2007 has a life expectancy of 104 years old. People are living longer. All of these things are going to be difficult to plan for. I would attend that class. If I was there, I would be going to that class next week. It's important to be prepared and to plan so that you can be taking advantage rather than being taken advantage of. I'm so pleased and proud to have been on your show with you. Your listeners are very lucky to have you. Please, this is an important time to do major, major planning, and so you can have the success, both as financial and retirement success that you hope for. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Van, thank you for those kind words, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you travel quite a bit. You said 70 presentations a year, and every time I hear you speak, I get more out of it, and I appreciate the work you do. It's amazing, and your newsletter is great. If you would like to get information about Van's newsletter, you can check him out. It's vanmiller.com is his website. It's VanMullER. Go check him out on the internet. Google that name, Mueller, Van Miller, and he's a great resource for you. So if you found these topics interesting today, go do that. And Van, we just thank you so much for coming on. We'll let you go because I know you're busy, and we'll be in touch soon, my friend.
Thank you both. Nice being with you, and I hope you'll invite me on again sometime.
Absolutely, we sure will. Thanks for being here. Take care. Have a great weekend, and Scott, we're going to be talking about these topics in depth coming up here next week. We've got actually two different dates that are we're going to be putting on this class out of John Wood. It's entitled The Changing World of Retirement Planning. Things that we cover, topics covered in there are, you know, retiring in the 21st century is not your grandparents' retirement. There's a lot of paradigms that are different in today's world, not the least of which is dealing with tax rate risk, you know, because our parents and our grandparents, they saw some pretty high tax rates in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't, just go back to the 70s and the top marginal bracket was 70%.
Yeah.
Just a couple decades prior to that, the top rates were in the 90s, and people don't realize that. History tends to repeat itself, and as we've talked today about all these things with Van Miller about, you know, where are they going to get the money to pay for this interest as rates go up over time? Where are they going to get the money to cover the shortfalls in Social Security and, worse, Medicare? Where are they going to get the money for these folks on Medicaid who need long-term care that don't have money for it? tax rate risk may be the biggest one that people are going to face in the future, not the next market crash, which won't be a walk in the park in and of itself.
No.
But it could be worse if, particularly over time, if you find yourself in a higher tax bracket and stuck between the rock and the hard place in retirement, in that RMD forces you to take money out of your IRA and then in turn causes your Social Security to be taxed indefinitely. That's a situation you don't want to be in. So if you would like to learn about that and other strategies, come to the Changing World of Retirement Planning class. It begins next week. May it is. I'm trying to rush into summer.
Time does fly, but not that fast. Yeah.
Yeah. May 17th and 24th. So it's 2 weeks. And there's a lot to cover. We got, like I said, two volumes of workbook for you to go through. This is no, fluff and puff. This is real stuff. Better come with your sleeves rolled up and ready to learn and, get something out of this because, you know, you need the plan is the time is now to plan, right? You don't just wake up the day after you retire and get your gold watch and call me up and say, "Hey, Jeff, let's make that plan that you wanted to make that you suggested I make."
No,
you probably ought to start that sooner because, you know, as the saying goes, it's easy. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? So we gotta make bite size transitions here. You gotta, you know, as we talked about on the show, we've been given a nice gift in this tax law. Taxes are on sale now until 2026. That gives us a decent number of years to create a plan that we can get there. We can't just do it overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. So I encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity. And also, you know, we talk a lot about the 0% tax bracket. We've got copies of books at the office that there's a book entitled The Power of Zero. Talks about the power of getting to that 0% tax bracket and giving you back control of your retirement. If you don't want the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, to be your primary beneficiary, then you probably should dig into some of this information. Encourage you to do that by calling us at the office at 217-221-1300 here in Quincy, or go on the web at KennedyWealthGroup.com. Thanks for being with us this morning. I hope you enjoy your fantastic summer-like weekend. And as we cruise into summer, hope you get your planning and your financial house in order. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Join us next week for another edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Every Wednesday at 8:50 and Saturdays at 9. Right here on Talk Radio 930, WTAD.
Registered rep, broker, dealer, Center Street Securities. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services through Center Street Advisors and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Kennedy Wealth Group and CSA are independent of CSS.